Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
Now, the final series of Game of Thrones hits the small screen next month, and as you'll know, many of the locations used in the show are here in Northern Ireland, particularly in Antrim. In fact, far more than you might imagine. Flip Robinson knows all about this. He not only runs Giant Tours Ireland that specialises in Game of Thrones tours, he's also worked on the show as an extra. Flip, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, just to describe, because it is radio, Flip is 6'9" and has a large white beard, so absolutely baffling to me why you would appear on Game of Thrones at all. You don't look at all like a Game of Thrones sort of a fella. How did you end up as an extra on Game of Thrones?
Well, I was working at the Rope Bridge, Carrickarede Rope Bridge, one of our sort of honeypot tourist attractions, and little did I know while I was working there that Game of Thrones were going to actually use the site as a location, you know, so I was standing in the car park one day, and all of a sudden this cavalcade of very fancy vehicles came down with a Game of Thrones sticker on the windscreen. So I use my authority as a car park attendant, you know, stop, where do you think you're going, kind of thing, just joking, you know, what's happening, like, where are you going, what are you doing? And they told me we're Game of Thrones and we're having a meeting on set here, we're going to be filming here next week. And I was like, oh right, well, you better go ahead then. And just happened to say, you know, do you need any tall guys with beards? And the who I found out later was one of the directors, said, definitely, absolutely. Now, I had signed up some years before, actually, with NI Extras, so I was always kind of registered. Mm. But I got a text shortly after that asking, you know, was I available for certain dates that I could commit to? And it coincided with the winter coming in, so it was kind of less work.
Winter was coming.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
Boom. And you were telling us this morning, because Flip brought us out on a small tour this morning, that, you know, obviously the work of an extra involves a lot of hanging around, but you also have to stay inside that room because you can't see what we're filming now.
Yes, well, my scenes were all in three episodes on season 6, so I was actually involved in The Door, the very sad episode where we lost our beloved Hodor. So I was dressed as him, and things were happening, so I had to stay in my trailer, and they didn't actually use me that day. I had the whole makeup thing done, you know, my beard trimmed. You get an extra 25 quid if they change your appearance, so they would trim your beard nearly every morning. You get an extra 25 pounds. But I had to sit in the trailer this day in my foam suit underneath my furs with the heat on, and I kept wanting to step outside, but I kept getting ushered back in, you know, because I was wanting to cool off outside, you know, but I had to, couldn't see things, you know.
And now, I mean, I've watched all the series of Game of Thrones, but I mean, there are so many storylines,
like,
and so many characters,
others.
It's hard to keep up with them all. You have, I must say, Flip, an encyclopedic knowledge of the thing. Did you have to work at that?
Yes. Now, you know, I do my best, but I, in my role as a tour guide, you know, specialist Game of Thrones tour guide, I work with Tourism Northern Ireland and Tourism Ireland, and show bloggers and journalists and filmmakers around, people like yourself as well, Sean. Mm. It's fantastic. But I've actually shown people like Westeros.org, who actually, when I was showing them around, started talking about George. This guy, George. Oh, we did George. Of course, they were talking about George R.R. Martin, you know, the author.
Yeah.
But they actually turned out to be close friends of his. You know, and I just shut up then and listened to them.
Yes.
So I am in a privileged position where I can actually glean information from others, you know, so it's great. It's really good.
And so along this stretch of coastline that we're looking out today, and it's absolutely, the sea is a pristine blue right now. It's a little warmer in here. How many different locations from Game of Thrones could one see in the course of a day just driving up and down the coast?
There's 26 locations currently in Northern Ireland. So they're accessible. There's a few others that are on private ground, you know, but, you know, if you know the right person, you might be able to get to see those as well. But within a day, can't really do it, you know, but a couple of days, maybe 3 days, you could spend some time and get to see a lot of those locations, and they're amazing, you know.
And actually, what's interesting about them is that they're interesting because this is where scene X happened in Game of Thrones,
but often
the places themselves are fascinating.
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful.
The caves, for instance, that you brought us to today, tell us about them.
Well, those caves are 400 million years of age, you know, they're a conglomerate, they're amazing, you know. It probably used to get visits from, you know, maybe some students from Germany over here on a trip, maybe once a year, you know. Now, the there's coach loads arriving every day to see these caves because it's where Melisandre gave birth to the shadow creature that ultimately killed Renly. So they're phenomenal.
Because they're kind of bubbly on the inside.
Yes, exactly.
They're extraordinarily shaped. And I suppose it also underlines that when you're standing there and the wind is whipping in there, and it was a relatively clement day today, but to film there for hours on end, you really do earn your money, I would have thought.
Absolutely. And that actual scene we're just talking about, when Melisandre gave birth, that was about 4:30 a.m. on a November morning.
Yeah.
They filmed that for the conditions, you know, and the light and all that.
Yes,
crazy.
You want to film it at 4:30 in the morning so you can freeze your butt off, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you make it.
Which
you know.
Indeed they did. And so, presumably, because Game of Thrones is such a huge show, you're getting people from all over the world.
Yeah, a lot of Americans, Canadians, a lot of people over from GB. Some are starting to come up across the border, which is great, you know, like we really want to see more folks coming up. But, I mean, they're coming from all over. I mean, Game of Thrones is shown in 170 territories throughout the world. There's 31 million people watched every episode in season eight, 7. You know, now we've got season 8 coming. The hype and the wait we've had, it's a killer. But that's happening next month, you know, and it's going to be aired again, and it's fantastic.
But then again, at the same time, people go to see tourists flock to sites of various films that have been for years afterwards.
Of course,
so I imagine
Sound of Music, for example, you know, what was that filmed in the late 50s or something? You know, I mean, people still go to Austria to see that, and you know, people will still keep on coming to see the Game of Thrones locations. I'm sure of it. You know?
Yeah, I was also, and I did mention this at the start of the show. I didn't realize. Or I hadn't thought of how close we are to Scotland here.
Of course. Well, that's the Narrow Sea. Maybe,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it is the Narrow Sea, yes.
12 miles.
And you can see, and Flip showed us Mullagh Cantara today, and I suppose back hundreds of years ago, that was where a lot of the traffic would have gone back and forth between this part of the island and Scotland.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there was that was the closest crossing, so that would have happened. There would have been trade backwards and forwards, yeah.
Now, finally, is Philip your real name?
It was Philip.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's easier to
it's
say
just an abbreviation. There isn't a story there.
No, apart from being flipping crazy. Yeah. Like that,
Flip, thanks a million for coming in to talk with us today.
Pleasure.
And thank you very much for the tour today.
Come back again and we'll do the rest of it.
Yes, we will indeed.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.